It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Last year, 1.7 million people around the world died of AIDS. The U.S. government wants to make that number zero. Today, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton unveiled what she calls a blueprint for achieving a generation free of AIDS. But as NPR's Richard Knox reports, the plan leaves a lot of big questions unanswered.
Hillary Clinton left no doubt that she wants this blueprint to chart the way for whoever succeeds her as Secretary of State and for a Congress that has to fund the plan. She stressed how far the world has come in the 6 years since the United States started pumping tens of billions of dollars into preventing and treating HIV infections through PEPFAR, the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief.
Just listen to these numbers. In Zimbabwe, a 50% reduction. In Namibia, a 68% reduction. And in Malawi, a 73% reduction in the rate of new infections.
A year ago, President Obama set a goal of getting 6 million people treated with antiviral drugs by the end of next year under the PEPFAR program. Officials say that goal will be met. But now the idea is to get 5 to 10 million more people on the life-saving medications.
Eventually, we will be able to treat more people than become infected every year. That will be the tipping point. We will then get ahead of the pandemic, and an AIDS-free generation will be in our sight.
But the secretary didn't say, nor did her blueprint, how much this will cost, nor would the PEPFAR director, Dr. Eric Gooseby.
The numbers that were put out there were in the who and where we need to put these resources. And because this is not a budget document, it did not include any of those budget numbers.
Those numbers exist, but Gooseby said he couldn't get out ahead of the White House, which writes the budget. It's important to understand that the blueprint doesn't aim to end the HIV pandemic. Clinton said people will get infected with the virus for many years to come. The goal is to prevent people from getting AIDS. That will happen if people with HIV get antiviral treatment so their infection never progresses to AIDS and others don't get infected at all.
You will reach the tipping point. We think that we're looking at a 3 to 5 year period for most of the countries in sub-Saharan Africa who carry a heavy burden of disease. There's 22 of them in particular.
Gooseby acknowledges that this is not the best time to launch expensive new initiatives, but he thinks the fight against AIDS is special.
This commitment, I believe, reflects the best of the American people, and I feel that the bipartisan support that is felt for PEPFAR is strong and growing.
Still, not all AIDS experts think the time is right.
I think it's premature to have as an objective the achievement of an AIDS-free generation.
That's Mead Over, an economist with the Center for Global Development, who has studied the pandemic for decades. He points out that the $30 billion PEPFAR has spent has not yet driven down HIV infections as fast as it has added to the millions now living with the virus.
So that's a very depressing observation, which suggests that the advent of all that money did not really succeed in changing the course of new infections.
Dr. Helen Reese agrees. She's an AIDS specialist at the University of Witwatersrand in South Africa, which has the world's biggest HIV caseload.
As long as the number of new infections exceeds the number of people are putting onto treatment, then the epidemic continues. So certainly in Southern Africa, we have a lot of work to do to approach being able to talk about ending the epidemic.
But there's one area she says is nearing the end game. Within the next 3 years, she expects the number of babies being born with HIV will be approaching zero. Richard Knox, NPR News.